Hello and welcome to this week's audio edition of Fourth Day Letters distributed by Broken Door Ministries. My name is Brian Pusateri, and this week's message is The Ideal Christmas List. Preparation for Christmas seems to be a time of list making. We prepare lists of what we would like to give others, and of course, we have our list of what we would like to receive. Today, I have a suggestion for something we should all want to have on our Christmas list. Please listen to more. List making is evidenced in the Christmas jingle, Jolly Old St. Nicholas, which contains these lyrics. Johnny wants a pair of skates. Susie wants a sled. Nellie wants a picture book, yellow, blue, and red. Now I think I'll leave to you what to give the rest. Choose for me, dear Santa Claus, what you think is best. The world has come to see these weeks leading up to Christmas as a time of list making, crowded malls, online deals, and endless shopping. As Christians, we know this time of year as Advent. In 2012, I wrote about Advent as a time to reflect back and to look forward in my message, O Come, Emmanuel. In 2015, I penned the letter, Not Firing on All Cylinders, in which I discussed the importance of performing a maintenance check on our spiritual life during Advent. Last year, I reflected on using Advent as a time to evaluate the seductive voices that led us astray during the year and to make corrective plans to return home for Christmas. Yes, indeed, Advent is that time when we should not only reflect back on the first Christmas day when the Christ child was born, but we should also look forward with hope and anticipation for the triumphant second coming of Jesus. Knowing that we, in fact, would all benefit from some spiritual maintenance, and knowing that we don't always stay on the correct path, I decided to suggest a special Christmas wish list that we could each add to our prayer life during this Advent season. Most of us, in fact, I think it's safe to say all of us, have fallen to one or more of these sins during the past year. Lust, gluttony, greed, sloth, wrath, envy, or pride. In order to combat these deadly sins, what we are in need of is the gift of the seven virtues. On the first Christmas morning, God became man. In his public ministry, Jesus challenged the people to become more like God. We were made in God's image, therefore we should seek to live in a manner pleasing to God. By adding this list of virtues to our Christmas list, we are prayerfully asking God to give us the firm and habitual disposition to do what is good and right. What better prayer request could we add to our Christmas list during this Advent season than to ask God to strengthen and empower us so that as we prepare to go forth in the Christmas season and in the new year ahead, then to ask Him to please make us more virtuous people. Recent news reports have been filled with stories of people whose actions have hurt others, hurt their families, and hurt themselves. Their sins were made public. Thank goodness most of us have not had to withstand the public scrutiny of having our sins made known to all. Nonetheless, I am convinced that we would all benefit from going forward with a renewed commitment to virtuous living. I invite you to join me during this Advent season by praying this prayer every day. A printable version of the following prayer is available on the website brokendoorministries.com. Now, would you please join me in prayer? Most Heavenly Father, I prayerfully present this list to you as my Christmas wish list for 2017. Lord, please strengthen me in my resolve to live a more virtuous life, one that is pleasing to you, and help me to avoid and overcome those sins which are negatively correlated to each virtue. I bring my prayer to you during this Advent season in the name of the Christ child, Emmanuel. Amen. I am Brian Pusateri. Please join me next week for the newest audio edition of Fourth Day Letters. Don't forget, you can always visit us at BrokenDoorMinistries.com. Until next week, remember to be the door, no matter how broken you may be, through which others can enter to encounter Christ. May God's blessings be with you.